Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 3-4 for the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy John Stanton back on the show. John has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time, and he is a professor of food marketing. Last I heard, at St. Joseph's University. John, is that still right?
Still there.
He's the editor of Journal of Food Product Marketing. He's an international expert on customer care, the author and co-author of a number of books, including Success Leaves Clues, and many others, and he's our good friend and original founding member of our Brain Trust. John Stanton, welcome back.
Thank you. You know, it's always great to be back and talk with you, Jim.
Think about that. We're coming up on your 19th anniversary with us.
No.
After next year? That's after the first of the year. That's right. How about the 18? More than 18 and a half years or more you've been hanging out with us, and we just had our 19th anniversary. It's good to talk to you again. It's always great to have you back. You're still traveling the world, helping people understand this idea about loving up your customers, and I always like having you on the show to share with us some of the things you've learned and how we can do a better job in our small businesses.
Well, you know, I do travel a lot, and usually out of the country. And one of the things I realized is that we do in this country probably a better job of customer service than most places. And what that means is that if you're in business, you better be doing good customer service because the standard is so high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's small business owners really should take to heart customer service because it's the great equalizer. You don't necessarily have to have capital, and you don't necessarily have to have machines and factories and all those things. But you know what? You can be polite. You can be knowledgeable. You can be personable. You can be all these things. And that makes a difference.
And it costs nothing.
Yep. And I think that, a good example, Jim, a few years ago, I went into a restaurant. It's a nice place. It had good food. But remember, a lot of restaurants have good food. And I walked in, and they put us at a table that was really close to a door that opened that was cold. It was in the wintertime. I said to the girl, could we move over one of those tables over there? She rolled her eyes and said, yeah, I guess so, and led us over there. You know, I never went back to that restaurant.
Yeah.
It's customer service.
There's another thing. You know, you talked about the equalizer, and you know, if you don't have the same all the products, and you don't have the, you know, a lot of the stuff the big guys have. Here's the reason why, to me, customer service is the best practice. Is that's where your margins are.
It's all there.
When people come back to your business, that it's because it's probably not because of the product. It's probably not because of your hamburger. It's probably not because of something, your fancy advertising or whatever. It's probably because you remembered their name. And if that differentiates you from everybody else, they'll pay you more.
Yep. They absolutely, 99% of the people will. You know, I was talking to a small business owner.
And those people go to Walmart.
That's right. That's it. That's just how you took
that
the
1%
word.
Goes to Walmart. That's that new 1% we've been hear about.
Well, I'll tell you that one guy had a hardware store near me, and both my son and I like to go to this place. He tells you how to fix the product. He does all this stuff for you. But he was saying, you know, one of the problems is I have people who come in and talk with me, and I help them, and they say, thanks, I'll come back, and then they go to, you know, to a Walmart and buy the parts. And he said, you know what, that's okay. He said, I can't win everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true, you can't. But you can't let it get you down. You can't say, this customer service stuff, this one I'm doing isn't working, because you occasionally lose people.
Thing about it is, for me, small business owners really have no choice. Because without the margins, we don't have the volume. Without the margin, we can't survive.
Absolutely.
Hey, John, I need a website, please.
www.johnlstanton.com.
John L. Stanton, Stanton.
I think it's still up.
Yeah, there you go. I think it's still up. Also, winning marketing strategies, the rules, I should say, winning marketing strategies.
Rules,
also Precision Target Marketing, some of his books that he's co-authored. John Stanton and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.